the issuance, transfer, extension, suspension, and revocation of licenses and permits in the mining sector. The establishment and maintenance of a mining cataster and a GIS database containing geographical data, geological data, other relevant economic data, and all existing minerals titles and mining rights, and the issuance of rules of the internal organization and operation of the ICMM. The ICMM shall provide technical assistance to the government in all matters related to the mines and minerals in Kosovo when requested by the government. This is the outline and gathering of the main responsibility of the ICMM. I think ICMM is one of crucial body in the Republic of Kosovo with regard to managing of the mining sector within the Kosovo.
What policies do you think should be implemented in order to assist overall in the best development of resources that are available in Kosovo?
Yes, thank you. I think Kosovo has in place the mining legislation framework, which is in line with EU directives and almost in compliance with international practices and standards. Also, Kosovo has approved the mining strategy of the Republic of Kosovo for the period 2012-2025, which is designed in the spirit of the free market development, but in the sometimes had policy that cares about environmental and also social issues. I would like to mention that during process of drafting also laws and also the mining strategy, lots of foreign consultants have been engaged in this process, and in those documents are reflected the international best practices also. But I would like to add that I think still we can develop mining policy and legislation framework in order to make it much more attractive for foreign investment, especially for large scale of mining projects, particularly in the field of metallic and energetic minerals.
Thank you. In addition, would you be able to discuss some of the challenges that are presently faced by the mining industry, and what changes do you think should be further implemented in order to address some of these growing concerns and challenges that are faced by the mining industry itself?
Society worldwide recognizes the mining industry, unfortunately, as a pollutant and holds responsibility for environmental pollution. Avoiding benefits for economy and social well-being coming from mining industry. This happened because I think we have lack of mining promotion from the institution of the from the mining institutions, and that is a big challenge for promotion and any big project worldwide. Other challenges are mineral market fluctuation and lack of global peace and stability also. Well, I think mining authorities should invest much more in the promotion of mining development in line with environmental friendly principles, and in the same time must enforce standards and mining inspection to avoid mining disasters, to avoid environmental pollution. As I mentioned before, the last years we have been increased the tailing filter worldwide, and this is not good for mining promotion and worldwide. Considering market fluctuation, in the future must be taken care to protect especially small-scale mining or small compound from market fluctuation, because this will promote development also of small-scale mining, which is very, very attractive and can provide benefits for the local community. And you can see that worldwide we have lack of the development of small-scale mining. We have lots of lower-scale mining, but the development of small-scale mining is not satisfied, at least from my point of view.
With your knowledge and your expertise, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in pursuing a career in this field?
Thank you. I like this question. I do believe in mining. I do believe that without mining, the society worldwide would not have this level of development. And I do believe that the society needs in the future mining in order to fulfill their needs for development and social well-being. And this cannot be provided without education of people. In this consideration, I encourage particularly young people to get involved in the mining career in order to help future development of their countries and society worldwide at all.
Certainly. And Mr. Zakiri, for those who are interested in contacting you, what is the best way for people listening to this podcast to get a hold of you?
So I think they can contact me via LinkedIn. I am also in LinkedIn. Also, you have my contacts, and you can share it. And also, they can find me in academia.edu.ehu and directly to call in my cell phone.
Thank you for doing this interview today and for sharing your expertise and your knowledge of the industry, the mining industry. And thank you for providing today's young professionals and today's youth with valuable information pertaining to the industry. Would you like to share any final words with our listeners today?
Thank you, you too. I think have gathered my opinion at the end. I would like to finish my interview with one of the Churchill's quote: success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. So mining is our future success. Keep on.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, you too. It was my pleasure to give you interview.
Thank you.